Nolte, poll shows Donald Trump burying Joe Biden in Michigan. By John Nolte on January 10, 2024. The latest polling out of the swing state of Michigan shows former President Donald Trump burying his fraudulent see Joe Biden in a potential rematch. Detroit News and of TV, Channel 4, surveyed 600 likely Michigan voters between January 2 to 6. The margin of error is plus or minus 4 points. And Trump leads Hunter's dad by a full 8 points, 47% to 39%. Dragging Biden down is his terrible job approval number. Only 35% of Michigan voters approve of the job Biden's doing, while 61% disapprove. That puts him 26 points underwater. Biden's favorability numbers are even worse. 29% favorable, 58% unfavorable. He's underwater in that regard by 29 points. The most stunning number, and by stunning, I mean freaking glorious, is that only 17% of Michiganders believe Biden deserves re-election, while a whopping 77% want someone else. However, 33% think Trump deserves a second term, while 62% disagree. In a matchup that includes Trump, Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and potential independent presidential candidate and current Senator Joe Manchin, DWV, Biden loses 42-31% to Trump. These numbers are not in line with what we see in other Michigan polls. In the Real Clear Politics, RCP, average poll of Michigan polls, Trump leads slow Joe 46%-40.7%, a 5.3-point lead. Of the last 7 Michigan polls released, Trump leads in 6. As far as polling goes, this is in sharp contrast to the polling we saw out of Michigan in 2020. Out of 50 or so polls, Trump only led in 5 and never by more than 2 points. On Election Day, the RCP average of polls showed Biden up by 4.2 points in Michigan. The actual results showed Biden winning Michigan, allegedly, by 2.8 points. Trump narrowly defeated Hillary Clinton in Michigan in 2016 by less than a half point. It's pretty easy and probably wise to dismiss a single poll, but Trump's 8-point lead in the Detroit News poll is no outlier. A recent Gallup poll has Trump up by 10 in Michigan. A recent Mr. G poll has Trump up by 7. Yes, we are more than a year away, and a lot can happen between now and then, and a lot will happen. Nevertheless, there is no question that the reality of Joe Biden in 2024 is very different than the basement Biden of 2020, when voters could pretend he wasn't a left-wing radical, corrupt, and this close to becoming a real-life Weekend at Bernie's. And as I have said before, Trump not dominating every news cycle is undoubtedly helping him. The memory of Trump's presidential successes is much warmer than the reality of his exhausting need to dominate every news cycle, especially in a world with a dozen news cycles a day. No one can tame Trump when it comes to this stuff. Trump is going to be Trump, and Trump has been 100 times more successful than those of us who think we know better. So I'm not here to second-guess the man, but I'm still right. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. This novel is a high-wire narrative that meditates on life and death and God's eternal presence. I read this book in one sitting and look forward to reading it again. This is, quite simply, a great American novel. Robert Avrake, Emmy-winning screenwriter Body Double, A Stranger Among Us. After your purchase, email jmnalt@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle, Audible, and hardcover.